PatriotInternet.com today.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the start of the work week. Wow, felt like Thursday to me all day long. You think it was wishful thinking? Nah, I'm just kidding. Turned out to be a blowout, the nail the score game. It was all about the Patriots. I don't know that many of you would have watched the whole thing. So I'm just going to tell you right off the bat, nobody nailed the score. Did you think the Patriots were going to cream the Jets 45-3? Of course you didn't. I didn't think that either. Ridiculous. What happened to the Jets? We'll talk about it during this hour of America tonight. Also, the latest on the tax cuts. In fact, it's kind of a surprise move, to be certain. The president raced, almost broke an ankle, running to cut taxes before the GOP did. How much? 6.2% Social Security tax would drop to 4.2% for workers for 1 year. It's all about taxes, baby. That's all anyone's talking about. So the president reached an agreement with the Republicans on a very, very broad tax package that extends the Bush-era tax cuts for 2 years. It basically reduces worker payroll taxes for a year, and then there would be some more special treatment, we'll call it, to business investments. I'm going to say bravo to this one because there was cooperation and obviously maneuvering on both sides. So to me, that's a good thing. That means there was a compromise that was reached, and that's where we start on America tonight. Again, Kate Delaney here at the helm, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Don't care if you're left of left or right of right or somewhere in between. You are welcome to join this show and be a part of the conversation, because that's what it's all about. It's the water cooler buzz. That's what's been missing, I think, that too many people haven't been heard. But this year has been a much different year. That's why we saw the grassroots movements, I think, when it came to politics. And that, my friends, is a very good thing, because more people are at least trying to get involved with what's happening in their own backyard and beyond the boundaries, the representatives that you pick on the Hill who are our government. Because remember, it's always we the people. I think too often so many people forget that and feel removed from it. Never think that, because it is a government about you and me. It is about we the people. So what's interesting is Mitch McConnell, the Senate Republican leader, praised the deal, and I just gave you some broad strokes, and asked the Democrats in Congress now show the same openness to preventing tax hikes, that the administration has already shown. So Obama had to acknowledge that the agreement marked a significant reversal for him. And why? What's the reversal? He argued that income tax cuts for couples earning more than $250,000 should expire. So there was this political stalemate that was continuing, and that's what led to the broader tax increase. So under all of this, I don't want to give you too many numbers and slam you with them at the top, but as part of the deal, the White House proposed a provision to encourage more investments, that's where I was mentioning, for businesses, in plants and equipment, and by letting companies claim deductions on 100% of most kinds of investments. So now this agreement between the White House and the Republicans has a couple of other little points underneath it, including, and this is big for people who have money certainly, the estate tax rate would be set at 35% for 2 years, and would apply only to estates over $5 million. Because if you look at the current law, remember there were people joking about the estate tax. The estate tax lapsed for 2010, and it was set to spring next year to 55%. So you would go from 35% to 55%. So that is a huge gain for anybody in the estate business. And that tax, again, a 20% difference that would have been slammed, that would have gone back, rolled back to what it was. So that also was a very, very big compromise. All right, WikiLeaks is on the radar once again. I mean, it's never really left the radar, but Julian Assange, a lot of people talking about what's going to happen with him. And I happened to see something in the UK paper called The Guardian. And in the paper, there was a story written by John Bolton. Remember him? He used to be the ambassador, U.S. ambassador to the UN. And he talked about the fact that, again, the Internet has been flooded with thousands of classified documents, and it's all about these State Department cables that we've been hashing out for the past week and a half. He says the more troubling than WikiLeaks and the latest revelation of U.S. secrets is the Obama administration's wrong-headed and erratic response. He says that's been part of the problem here. Unfortunately, this is according to Bolton, he says the administration has acted consistently with its demonstrated unwillingness to assert and defend, pay attention, U.S. interests across a wide range of threats like Iran and North Korea. Ironically, the leaked cables supply those documents, and that's true because you've got Hillary Clinton on one of the document dumps saying that it wasn't just an attack on the United States foreign policy and interests, but an attack on the international community. So a lot of personal cables were released on that whole WikiLeaks thing, and the bottom line is there are a lot of people that are after Julian Assange, and he is like a man with no country because everybody wants to know where he is, and they're trying to find him. I've been talking about gas prices on America Tonight. You know, the holiday is not going to be good for people who are traveling in the automobile. And why is that? Because, you know, that $3 mark, as I say, is the high-level mark for so many people, and over $3. So the national average is going to be $3 a gallon by at least January. And even though we got a ton of supplies and the demand has kind of diminished, actually, if you look at it since September, retail gas prices are rising because oil prices that are high levels. I always say, check crude and where it's at, and then you can tell pretty much where we're going to end up at the pumps. So if you look at a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange, I looked today, and January delivery was up, baby, 19 cents. Now, if you've got investments in oil, that's a good thing. 88.96 a barrel is what we're talking about. So the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline, $2.95 on Monday, and this is statistics released from the Energy Department's Energy Information Administration. We talked about it a little bit on our last show, and a couple of you actually reacted to what was your high-level mark with gasoline and what you were paying in your neck of the woods. And we even had some European folks on the chat chime in and tell us that they were paying $5 or $6, which that would be like death to America. Can you imagine you wake up suddenly, you know, you're paying just about $3 and you're not liking that, and then you find out, you pull up to the pumps, and then you realize, oh, it would be like a nightmare. $5, $6, that would be shocking to Americans. I mean, absolutely shocking. All right, tonight on the show, and of course this is radio, I've got a scarf on, a giant scarf on. And why? Because we've had a cold blast across the United States. We've talked about the snow in Minnesota and the Midwest and Illinois and whatnot, but Canadian high pressure has plunged all the way down to the south. Pray the oranges don't get wrecked again, because it's all the way down to Florida, Chicago, Cincinnati, Raleigh, all getting that chilly air. Temperatures 20 degrees below average early in December. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Caught up to date here on ATN with some of the headlines. And as we turn a corner here, a couple of big things made news. Obviously, the fact that the president has agreed to extend the Bush tax cuts for 2 years is huge. I don't know that it's a surprise because of the maneuvering that was going on behind the scenes. At first, it wasn't looking good, but there had to be some kind of a compromise reached. And I guess the real story is the fact that there is a compromise here. And the other part of this is for anybody who was sweating it out over having your taxes be bumped up a little bit, there's no sweat involved anymore because it's across the board. You are the beneficiary of it. Now, how are they going to pay for this is the key thing. If you have a job with the government, you might be sweating it out a little bit because I'm assuming they're going to have to, when I say they, the Congress is going to have to find ways to pay for it, right? Because you look at the deficit and all the spending that's been done in the past. So what will have to happen is some of those federal jobs will get kicked out. Some people that maybe were seasonal won't get hired. I mean, I'm not sure what branches it will affect. When I say branches, I should say really what departments it will affect. But there will certainly be some people who will find themselves without a job in the government, most likely because of what's kicked in with the tax cuts. But the tax cut argument is now over, so that means the lame duckers can move on to other things like Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and some of the other things that are plaguing this nation. You know, the leftovers, the things that have been hanging around. Let's have a decision. Let's move on. Let's make some decisions on a couple of things, including the defense bill. Let's get the troops what they need. Let's pass a defense bill. I don't know that that will happen, though, until the next Congress comes in. I don't see that happening with a lame duck Congress. Of course, I could be wrong, but I don't think so. I don't think they'll tackle that. This was the big one, the tax cuts, I think. I'm going to throw out this number. You think fair or foul on the tax cuts? Because actually some of you called the show and said, listen, you got to pay the piper sometime, so we can't keep taking. And despite if you're furious over all the spending, at some point you got to pay. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. You know, I'm all about the polls. So I saw a poll today. In fact, I just pulled it up from the Washington Post. The Washington Post, in their little poll that they did on Afghanistan, they showed that 73% think a settlement should be negotiated with the Taliban, and more than half want the U.S. and its allies to begin leaving the country in mid-2011 or perhaps even earlier. So this poll was done in all of the country's 34 provinces, and this is in Afghanistan, by the Washington Post, by ABC, ARD TV of Germany, and the British Broadcasting Corporation also chipped in on this one. And it showed that the United States image continues to certainly take a pounding. That's not good news, right? When you say a number like 73% think a settlement should be negotiated with the Taliban. So here are some other things. They were also asked how they would rate the work of the United States. 32% of the Afghans rated it good or excellent, but that's actually down from 68% in October of 2005. Also, the coalition commander Petraeus told, this is according to the Post, told ABC News that and this is his quote, "We clearly have to continue to provide the message to the Afghan people about why we're here and what it is that we want to do." Okay, see, this is the problem. We've had on a journalist several times from Afghanistan to talk about this very thing. And the problem is you have an illiteracy rate among the people of 90%+. How do they get the message? Where do they get the message? How do they communicate? Certainly not in English. Most don't have a television, because occasionally Petraeus shows up on the tube, but how many people are actually seeing that? It's all about the mosque. It's all about the center of the village. That's where the information is. That's how these communities roll. That's how they discuss what's happening. And that's what has to happen with any of the troops that are involved. The message from the U.S. or from NATO troops has to go out through the various villages, the centers, whether it's the mosque or somewhere else where people are meeting. But usually it's the mosque where the people are gathering. And again, keep in mind, illiterate people. So the Taliban comes in and says one thing, and then you have other people who come from the outside who are fumbling and bumbling, and oh yeah, oops, they accidentally killed a few of your people. That's played up to the hilt. So what do you think is going to happen there? Why do you think 73% say, oh, I think we should cut a deal with the Taliban? All right, here's a shocker for you when it comes to Sarah Palin. This woman constantly makes news. I always say this. You cannot deny that she's got buzz around her, whether you hate her, like her, or have no opinion about her. The Louisiana governor, a guy I actually like, Bobby Jindal, said that Sarah Palin is absolutely, in his words, electable as president. She's absolutely electable. And Jindal said in an interview that it's up to her to make the case to the voters. A lot of people were hitting him up as to whether or not he would run, and he's saying no, he has no designs on that office. He wants to stick as governor. And he said, when he was asked about the contenders, because that's what everybody wants to know, handicap it for us, 2012, who's coming out? I mean, every day I get emails about that. You know that when we go to the mailbag. So Palin, the Republican Party's 2008 nominee for VP, has said she is considering a campaign for president in 2012. I don't think so. I think it's good to play it up, but I don't believe, from my sources, I don't believe that she's going to do that. She's too well suited to the rule, to the role rather that she has now, and she's making too much money in that role. It doesn't make any sense. But having Jindal say that is actually pretty big, and he cited her as somebody who could absolutely win. That she was a very strong candidate. There was no question about it. I'll tell you somebody who really wants it. The guy who wants it the most, the guy who's salivating over this job, is Gingrich, Newt Gingrich, who's now 67 and has gotten a lot of FaceTime lately. He's the guy who really wants the Republican nod. I don't think so, though. All right, let's go to Jeremy in Alaska. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, Katie. How you doing, lady?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Pretty good. Sorry, I was kind of unprepared. You usually don't get to me that quick.
I want to know, what's the temperature in Alaska? Give us the deal on Alaska. What's the temperature there right now?
The last few days have been glorious, Katie. We've had a lot of sunshine and the stars are out bright tonight. And I'm looking at Northern Lights as we speak because of the clarity and everything. And it's just gorgeous here right now. You should really, you know what I was saying, global warming, give me some more.
Global warming. So, I mean, are we talking you're like running around in short sleeves or what?
Well, kind of, pretty much for the most part. I mean, it got dang near 60 here today.
Wow. You've got good weather, Jeremy. You got better weather than they have in the Midwest. For goodness sake, you have better weather than we have in Florida right now.
Well, what I was thinking was, I guess there are a lot of climate changes and stuff, but, you know, some of them are good. It's just a natural way of things, but I wanted to talk to you about Obama's end war. Making it a national monument, wow. You know, because there's a lot of safe drilling that could be done on land up north here in our refuge, you know, in our wildlife refuge. And I'm disgusted at why he's, but I can understand why people are wary of drilling going on in the Gulf. I mean, because it's basically genocide. What's going on down there right now? I mean, it's just horrible what's going on down there.
You know what? It's interesting, Jeremy, the whole drilling in Alaska, as you said, and the push-pull of what's going to happen and the moratorium that was lifted, then forget about the East Coast. What about Alaska? What about what's left in the Gulf? Remember, I just came back from Mississippi a couple of weeks ago. BP is still combing the beaches looking for tar balls. People are still concerned about what's on the bottom of the ocean. Hang with us.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Oh, okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue River.
The countdown is on to the end of the year. 2010 is almost gone. A few weeks and poof, we'll be into 2011. Do you believe it? So we'll do all the top stories coming up in the next couple of weeks here on the show. Plus, we have some special guests for our year-ender shows. Should be a lot of fun. We have a special guest now waiting in the wings. She's been on with us before. Her name's Lisa Lannon. She's the co-founder of a really cool place, co-founder of Journey Healing Centers. And it's interesting because her story is one that's very familiar. She gave her husband an intervention ultimatum, let's say, after Thanksgiving, and she says it saved their marriage, and this has led to this journey to her being so involved in drug and alcohol treatment centers, which is what those centers are. This is the time of year where you get a lot of alcohol abuse, and you get binge drinkers, and sadly, you have some of those accidents that happen on the highways because people refuse to give up their keys. For goodness sake, if you see someone who is plowed, make them give up their keys. Lisa, thanks for popping on America Tonight again. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate, for having me on.
You know, it is the time of year where people really do the, especially too, like I said, the binge drinking numbers are off the charts, aren't they?
It is, and that's, I mean, it's a great point. Binge drinking during the holidays are stressful for families. The get-togethers, the the scene, the uncle or the family member, the aunt that they don't get along with and having to spend all day or a few days in the same household with them, it causes people to binge drink, to drink a lot more than they may normally do at any other time during the year.
Yeah. So what do you tell people? Like, what are some tips to avoid those drinking catastrophes, let's say? Let's start there. What can people do?
One of the things they can do is either have no alcohol or reduce the amount of alcohol they have at the home during the dinner when the abusers are going to be there. It doesn't stop the person from going out and buying more or bringing their own, but as long as the person's home, they can limit it. That will stop some of it.
Okay, so limit it. Why? And, you know, if you have the temptation, you have a bar that is just loaded with liquor, and even though you may be able to contain yourself, you're just asking for trouble if you leave it out there and open and accessible, I guess. That makes sense. So besides that, we look at the fact that there's a new study in the UK that shows alcohol is the most harmful drug, but followed on the heels of that, because your centers aren't just about alcohol, they're about drug treatment too, followed by crack and heroin. Wow, so heroin is still a big drug of choice, and crack is right up there. How sad is that? How many people are abusing that? I thought meth was up there too, obviously part of that.
That's a great point. I don't have the actual numbers for how many abuse it, but heroin, for example, people who get addicted to prescription drug pills, once they can't afford those anymore, they'll switch over to heroin because it's a lot cheaper.
Mm, wow. And in your centers, obviously it's a mixed bag. You see all kinds of people in all kinds of situations. Is there any particular demographic? Is it men? Is there an equal amount of men and women or younger? Do you see a lot of the younger people coming in there? What do you see?
It can vary at any time. We treat adults age 18 to our oldest was 88. And the drug of choice can change during the month. And it doesn't really relate to what's going on in the media or anything like that. Sometimes we have a group full of prescription drug abusers, sometimes more alcohol. It just comes in waves. And yeah, the age group varies.
Yeah. Well, you can tell by the amount of people that are going to your centers, though. Do you see an increase? And this is just in judging by who's coming through your doors. And that means that they've gotten to that point where, okay, they're taking that step. Are you seeing the numbers increase at your healing centers or decrease or kind of staying the same?
They're actually increasing. We offer a free 24-hour hotline where anyone can call in and get free information. And our phones are ringing off the hook. And, yeah, our intakes to our center are just as high based off the economy, the recession, the unemployment rates. People are drinking. They get depressed when times are tough. So they abuse more substances.
Right. So you find that there's a definite correlation to that. Our unemployment numbers came out last week, and it was 9.8%. So if the normal numbers, let's say it were 5% or 6%, you might see a different scenario out there, but when people are depressed, can't find work, they turn to alcohol or drugs.
Absolutely. I mean, we say when times are good, people celebrate and party, but when times are bad, they get depressed and drink just as much. And with the unemployment extensions possibly coming up, more people are less likely to find jobs, so their drinking or their drug abuse is just going to increase or continue.
Yeah, what about prescription abuse? Are you finding prescription drug abuse? I was talking to a pharmacist a couple of weeks ago, and she told me she could not believe the farm parties, which would be some of the younger kids, but just in general, the abuse of pharmaceuticals.
It is. It's so easy to get prescription drugs nowadays. People go in with headaches, phantom pain, or they actually have a true injury. And it takes a couple pills, they feel better, and then they realize that, hey, it numbed my emotional pain as well. So they start to abuse it on an emotional level rather than just the physical pain. And, yeah, teens and college kids, these farm parties where they're taking pills out of their parents' cabinets, throwing it into a bowl at a party and just taking whatever's in the bowl, and that's a dangerous mix in itself.
Yeah, no kidding. Before you came on when you were in our virtual green room, Lisa, of course, I was telling a little bit about your husband. That's what led you to this and your ultimatum. Tell us about that, because now this has been a while.
It has. It was back in 2001, and he ran nightclubs, and I was a law enforcement officer in Las Vegas, and he was an alcoholic. And his pattern was is he would disappear for 2 or 3 days at a time with his friends. They'd go out drinking, and they'd sit up and gamble in the casinos for days at a time. And when I gave him the ultimatum, it was right after Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving obviously was on Thursday. He had went to dinner with some friends because I was working, and he came home Sunday morning. And when I got off of work, I was done at that point, and my intuition just said, it's time to stop the madness. So I came home, and I was in my uniform, so my badge on, my gun on my hip, and I said, I'm done. You either go to treatment today, or I'm leaving you, I'm divorcing you. And he was ready. He had been ready for a while to stop. He just did not know how. So me giving him that ultimatum was a lifesaver for not only him but our marriage, and he went into treatment that night.
Oh, and so he's been sober for how long?
He's been sober since November 26th of 2001, 9 years.
Oh, that's terrific. And I bet he would tell us if he were here, and you know this as his wife, that it's a battle every day, though, isn't it?
It is. It is, and he could quit for maybe a month, and then one stressful night at work would happen, and he'd have a beer to calm down. And working in the nightclubs, it was the norm after work to have a few beers with the crew.
Yeah, no kidding. Last time you were on, we were talking about pot and medical marijuana. The Arizona medical marijuana Prop 203 actually passed by a recount by only 4,400 votes out of 1.7 million. What was your reaction to that?
I knew it was going to pass. Our big campaign on that was we had to educate, and we're going to continue to educate the public on the dangers of marijuana. And the biggest thing I see with it is with the kids. Now that it's legal here, they're going to think, great, it's okay to use, just like alcohol. So once again, they may go to their parents' medical cabinet or out to the pot plant in the backyard and take it and start abusing it.
Yeah. And you and I talked a lot about pot and kids and if it was a gateway drug. And you absolutely say it's a gateway drug, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why do you think it's making a resurgence? I mean, I could be wrong on that, but it seems like it's bigger than ever with high school kids.
Yeah, I don't know if it's bigger than ever or if it's just becoming more normal. Now that 14 states have it legal for medical use, it's becoming okay. So kids are saying it's okay to use, and they're admitting to using it more.
Mm. Wow. Terrible. Well, it's great what you do. The Journey Healing Centers, of course, Lisa Lannon, co-founder of those centers. Terrific. The work that you and your husband and the people around you have certainly put into that. Are you opening some more centers? Are you trying to open some more centers?
We are. We currently have one in Utah, one in Arizona. Our next one is going to be in Australia, opening up in March of 2011, as well as we're looking for the next location here in the United States.
Wow, in Australia. Why Australia? How'd you pick Australia?
Our plan has always been to go global. Addiction is a global problem. Australia has the highest beer consumption in the world. So that is one of the reasons. But, it's just the next place that we chose to open a center in.
Oh, I had no idea about that beer consumption thing. All right, Lisa, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. Thanks for popping by here on America Tonight.
Thank you, Kate.
And pay attention to what Lisa was saying. It's interesting, isn't it, looking at some of those statistics that she was mentioning. How about that? 33 million Americans admit to binge drinking, 4 or 5 drinks at one event in the past year. Drinking's at a 25-year high because of the extra recession pressure that people are feeling. Jeez, tough out there. Coming up on the flip side, much more, my friends. Hang with us.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come
in, Susan. Turn off the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow and next year starts the same old thing again.
All right. That was the voice of Dandy Don Meredith. During his cowboy years, people couldn't say enough about how crazy he was. And, of course, he spent those years in the ABC Monday night booth, and he was absolutely considered to be by many an icon. Don Meredith, dead at the age of 72. He had brain hemorrhage and lapsed into a coma. So, sadly, it was over the weekend. It was Sunday when he passed away. His wife talked to a lot of the media a day after and said that, you know, this was in Santa Fe, that's where they were living, said that he had suffered for a while, so the family was, I guess the family, of course, was preparing for the worst if that was going to happen. And he said, you know what, he was just the best that you can imagine. He was funny, he was warm, and we lost a good one. So they're going to have a private, graveside service that's going to be family members and whatnot in Santa Fe. And for those who don't know, Meredith played for the Cowboys from 60 to 68. You can look up some of those old Sports Illustrated covers. He was on a bunch of them. and he became the starting quarterback in 1965. He didn't ever get the Cowboys to any kind of a Super Bowl, certainly, but he was absolutely one of the first stars of the Dallas Cowboys. And like I said, people remember him for what you just heard, the singing and the crazy things he would do on Monday Night Football. He was very colorful, to say the least. He was a character, absolutely. Go back and look at some of the old footage of Meredith. So a lot of players had some things to say about him, particularly with the Dallas Cowboys. And, of course, why not go to the current quarterback who knew Meredith a little bit, had some conversations with him, and this was Tony Romo's thoughts.
He was a great guy, and you know, we were all lucky enough in the small time that I got to know him to see his personality and to take some of his wisdom, and he'll definitely be missed.
Yep, definitely missed. And he was kind of an elusive cat in his older years, but like I mentioned, back in the day when he was thriving in the broadcast arena, he was Monday Night Football. Matt, we've seen the transitions of Monday Night Football, and of course, I wasn't actually around during the Meredith era so much, and neither would you have been, but I've seen clips of it, and the clips, some of it is just pure crazy, zany, funny stuff. I mean, I thought he was actually pretty good, but he was part of that transition of what was expected, I believe, on some of these football broadcasts, don't you think?
Yeah, just the clips I've seen of him, he was kind of the original color guy,
I guess.
It was him and Gifford and Cosell all working together. It was the original three-man booth that kind of created what we see today, because it just had more life to it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Had more life is probably a good way to put it. All right, speaking of life, I'll tell you what, nobody nailed the score. You know, we do the nail the score thing on Thursdays, which we will do, of course, this Thursday in the third hour. We'll be back in our little satellite studio in Dallas, Texas, because we're taking the show on the road for 2 days to the Big Apple. So we'll be in New York City on Tuesday and Wednesday. But Thursday we've got Nail the Score. Nobody nailed the score this time around. Did anybody catch the score of that Patriots game? Was anybody thinking the Jets were going to show up in that game? I'll tell you what, it was billed as the game of the week, and I really thought it would turn out to be the game of the week, but it was nothing like that. It was 45, I've said this at the top of the hour, so I'll reiterate it again. 45-3 was the final score. Wow. 45-3. Of course nobody guessed that. And, you know, in the end, it was just all about Tom Brady, and it was about mistakes from the Jets and from Mark Sanchez, and really across the board, the team made a lot of bogus moves. And Brady, once again, didn't even have to break a sweat. 4 touchdown passes, no interceptions, and the streak is alive. 26 home wins for the Patriots and Tom Brady. That says something, doesn't it? And Mark Sanchez had a tough, tough game. And Brady had a much different game. You know what's interesting about it? And I noticed this because I was a big fan of Rex Rhines, and I was watching HBO Hard Knocks, and there was a player that they talked about. He was trying out to make the Jets, and he was like this relentless guy. He was like the gnat in the ointment, not real tall, not your prototypical football player, and they had to make a decision on Danny Woodhead. So he's a former Jets running back, and as it turns out, he did the damage on the other side of the football, the other side of the field with the Patriots. Just absolutely incredible. Over 100 yards, I mean, you know, whatever he is, 5'8", or probably smaller than that. I mean, he's a New England Patriot, and he is used in their schemes, and he came up big against the Jets. So anyway, the point of telling you this is nobody nailed the score, and it didn't turn out to be the game of the week. It was the snore of the week. There were so many other games that were better on the board. Not that game. You know, Rex Ryan afterwards said, he was humiliated, but that's the name of football. That's the game of football. And that he would have to go back to the drawing board, because when you suffer a blowout like that, and he's right about this, you expose yourself. because other teams can see it and they know how to exploit your weaknesses, so they're going to look to do the same thing. And so he's right to say we have to come back from this and figure out where the mistakes were and shore them up so that this does not happen. Because that was embarrassing. It was just billed as the greatest game. Tell you what, the happiest people are the people who picked the Patriots and the points, because you were in the money, as they say. That was a layup. You know what the line on that game was? The Patriots by 3.5. Holy moly. How crazy is that? 3.5. I mean, you know how many? There were so many better games. Even the Cowboys, the crappy Cowboys, beat the Colts in overtime, and they've made it interesting because they're like the spoiler team. And they've got 3 wins under Jason Garrett, almost 4 because they almost won on Thanksgiving over the Saints. So the Cowboys were more interesting to watch than the Patriots routing New York. And, you know, you look at some of the other games from Sunday, and I can pick out about 7 that were more interesting. I mean, even that no-thriller, low-scoring Kansas City Chiefs win over Denver, which was 10-6, and there's such a rivalry between those two teams. That was better. That was more exciting to watch, and it wasn't that exciting, trust me. Or Pittsburgh and Baltimore. And that was better, the Sunday night game. Pittsburgh ultimately wins at 13-10. It was more interesting to invest the time and watch it. So I'll tell you, the Patriots also show something again. While we were all sleeping and not worried about the Patriots are the powerhouse team in the AFC. You look at the Patriots and they could be right back in that Super Bowl territory again. They're poised to do it. And now they pick up their, you know, they pick up their 10th win. And what a layup win it was, too. Like I said, the most boring game on the scoreboard from the week that was. Since we're on sports shorts, a couple of other quick things for you, including from the MASH unit, the Cowboys, one of the Cowboys' more interesting players, to say the least, he started off the season being pretty interesting because he wouldn't do what he was supposed to do as a rookie, like carry pads. So he made big news for that. But receiver Dez Bryant actually fractured his right ankle during the fourth quarter of Sunday's game against the Colts. So he is out. He's out for the rest of the season, which is bad because he was a big returner. And he had been pretty much in a very weak team. He was one of the assets, let's say, of that team. Another quick note for you, too. You've got the problems with Brett Favre. Near the end of his 20th NFL season, Favre has created kind of this idea that he's Superman and he'll play every weekend regardless of what he's suffering from. His coach, the interim Vikings coach, Leslie Frazier, is saying he'd be surprised if Favre doesn't play this next time around on Sunday. We'll see. But you know this has got to be it for Brett Favre. I can't see him coming back anymore after this. Just might too.
What, are you kidding me?
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.